Back in 1897, the Army conducted an experiment. Could soldiers use these new things called bicycles as part of their missions? Lieutenant James Moss and 20 African-American Buffalo soldiers rode bicycles from Fort Missoula in Montana to St. Louis. The ride was a test, not only for the men who took it, but for the Army to see if bikes were viable in the field. The journey was full of rugged scenery, obstacles, and at times, racism. Well, that story is now being told in a documentary by an Idaho filmmaker who is bringing it to the screen one scene at a time. Let's take a little listen of that story right now.
What they achieved was monumental. And I was really surprised that history did not give them the rightful place in the discussion of that effort.
Lieutenant Moss was a West Point graduate, and he graduated at the bottom of his class.
He's got to do something to further his career.
He thought that bicycles could replace horses in terms of transportation for soldiers.
He wanted to choose a route that would give the men and the equipment a thorough test.
So looking around, he decided that the best test for that then would be from the mountainous area of western Montana down to the high plains, to the low plains, through the river valleys, on down to St. Louis.
The different weather conditions from snow to rain, the dry, arid roads, as well as some of the marsh areas that they went through.
People all along the route were anticipating the soldiers as they came through. This became quite a big event for a lot of people who lived on these small towns. These people were coming through that were kind of world famous almost by this time.
Mingle Sanders became Lieutenant Moss's right-hand man.
I like to think of him as kind of the soul of the bicycle experiment.
He was very valuable. The men all trusted him. The officers trusted him.
For African Americans especially, it was a trip value of making that part of the history books, we believe.
And with me is Eric Westrom, the director of Following the Lieutenant, Buffalo Soldiers of the Bicycle Corps. Welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, Eric, tell me how in the world you heard about the story of Lieutenant Moss and his riders.
Sure. So I grew up in Missoula and in that area. So I kind of knew of the story, but it wasn't actually until I moved down here to Boise that I came across an article in a bike magazine. I'd become way into cycling. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is an incredible story that, you know, it's just overlooked by history, really.
Yeah, I mean, I had never heard about it before. And is that kind of the response that you've gotten from people?
Yeah, you get that a lot. Like, this happened, what? You know, and it's just like, this really happened. They had a reporter along with them on the journey. So he took some of the photos that exist today. And he was also sending, you know, reports back and ahead to the next town. So they mm-hmm. people always knew they were on the way.
So tell me more about the story. Why did the soldiers decide to actually take bicycles, I mean, from Montana all the way to St. Louis?
So as you heard, Moss finished the bottom of his class at West Point. You know, so he gets sent to western Montana. It's supposedly, you know, this bad assignment. You know, you're out in beautiful Missoula, Montana.
Oh, right. But it's the worst assignment, yeah, right?
You're right. So he's got to do something to kind of establish himself as an up-and-coming officer, and he was big into bikes, and this idea just kind of clicked with him, and he happened to get support from the right people. There was a Colonel Burt, who was a big bike enthusiast too, and then you had General Miles as well, and it kind of went up the chain, so they approved this experiment.
And when they did that, so this might be a silly question, but bicycles were fairly new at the time. So did they have to find soldiers that could already ride bicycles, or was this part of it too?
So, yeah, it was at the time bikes were in the midst of kind of evolving, and they recently, the safety bicycle had been what had come out. And that's what we know today, that kind of diamond shaped triangle look in there. Yeah. And so some of the soldiers actually did not know how to ride. So he had to teach them how to ride before they did this journey, and they had drills in the Missoula Valley.
And so they went on some short rides and all of that.
Yeah.
So take me through kind of that part of the story as well.
Okay. So before they did their big journey in 1897, you go back to 1896, they did two smaller trips, one from Missoula up to a nearby lake that took them about a week. They came back and they, you know, they looked at what went right, what went wrong. And in 1896, they're riding on wooden rims and they were just falling apart. Tires were getting shredded. Frames were breaking. So they came back and he said, well, let's do another trip this summer. And they wound up going to Yellowstone Park of all places. And some of those photos are amazing.
And so then in 1897, they actually go on this ride.
Right.
From Missoula to St. Louis. How long did the ride take?
So it took about 41 days. Accounts kind of vary between 41 to 45. I've seen more toward 41 days, and they had taken about 6 to 7 days where they didn't ride. They just kind of rested, which is understandable.
Very understandable, right? Yeah. I'm speaking with Eric Westrom. He is the director of the documentary film Following the Lieutenant, Buffalo Soldiers of the Bicycle Corps. And so when we talk about the Buffalo Soldiers, these are African-American soldiers. And 1897, how did that play into all of this? And what I mean is, you know, they did encounter things like, you know, blown tires, things like that, but racism had to have played a part in what they went through.
Yeah, so there was a little bit that they documented during their trip, and it was more the further east they went toward the south. They were still kind of, you know, the Civil War was only, you know, what, 30 years prior to that. So there was still some uneasiness, and people see African Americans riding to their town with guns, you know, kind of scares them a little bit.
But one of the things I found interesting in the scenes that I've seen so far is that Lieutenant Moss's right-hand man was an African American. Was he a sergeant, I believe?
Yeah.
And he really became that kind of North Star for this group of soldiers.
Yeah, he helped discipline the men. He helped guide them. He was older than most of them by about 15 years or so. So he's also kind of a father figure trying to help, you know, bring them along on this difficult trip and, you know, also tell them, you're doing something special here. You may not realize it now. You're not, you know, day-to-day fort life, which is why some of these guys had signed up. You know, they wanted to escape that monotony.
So was it a successful trip ultimately?
To James Moss, it was. He believed it was a huge success that he had shown, okay, we can take a large amount of soldiers across the country through all this different terrain, weather conditions. And he actually wanted to do another trip in 1898 where they went from Missoula to San Francisco. That one was denied because the Spanish-American War was about to break out, and the military brass kind of said, you know, you had this big trip the year before. We think we've seen what we need to out of this.
So it kind of went by the wayside then at that point.
Yeah, and then you had, you know, the car took off, and that really changed things in, you know, America and how they move the soldiers around.
So where are you with the documentary? Because you have been filming this kind of scene by scene, and you are wrapping it up at this point.
Right. So we've been shooting reenactment scenes off and on this summer. We're really lucky. We've shot it all of those in Idaho. And Idaho's just so diverse that you can pull off five states like this. And tomorrow we've got the final shoot for 2018 that'll be out in Hidden Springs.
Oh, how?
That old farmstead up
there. Okay, out there.
We're really excited to be out there tomorrow.
Well, I am so interested in seeing the final product. So thank you for coming in and talking to us today about this. I've been speaking with Eric Westrom. He is the director of the documentary film Following the Lieutenant, Buffalo Soldiers of the Bicycle Corps. He will be shooting another scene from the movie tomorrow evening. Eric, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.